The California Supreme Court ruled yesterday in a closely watched case about the internet and unsolicited email. The court found that a former employee of the computer chipmaker Intel Corporation did not illegally trespass on the company's email system when he sent tens of thousands of unwanted email messages to company employees. The case involves Ken Hamidi, who was fired by Intel in 1995, and after he was dismissed, he sent 6 mass email messages critical of the company to as many as 35,000 Intel workers. Lower courts ruled that his actions were illegal, but now in a 4-3 ruling, the California Supreme Court has overturned those earlier rulings. Joining us now to discuss the case is Mark Lemley, who teaches intellectual property and computer and internet law at the University of California at Berkeley Law School. He wrote an amicus brief for the defendant, Mr. Hamidi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Intel, in this case, was arguing that this was an instance of trespass to chattels, which is a term from the 17th century, a damage to private property. The court said no, though. What did they find?
Well, the court said there's nothing wrong with applying trespass to chattels to the internet, but you've got to show that the chattel, in this case the computer server, has actually been damaged, or that the company has lost the use of the computer server. What Hamidi did didn't do any damage, and it didn't deprive them of the use of those computers.
It sounds like the dissent in this case turned on the notion of how to characterize what an email system is. Is it the equivalent of a town square? Is it something else? And I was struck by the comment of one of the dissenting judges, Richard Mosk, who wrote that this was as if Mr. Hamidi had commandeered the mail cart and dropped off unwanted broadsides on 30,000 desks, and that, he said, would have been wrong.
Well, it is, in fact, a case a lot about metaphor. And the Court of Appeal below and the dissenting justices think of the internet as a place, and so they think of Intel's computers as like its land. But what the majority said is that's not the right analogy. You have, generally speaking, a right to communicate with other people, and in the absence of any harm from that communication, shutting down the server, there's no reason why California tort law should prohibit Hamidi from exercising that right to communicate.
The justices in the majority seem to take pains to separate this case of Mr. Hamidi sending messages from commercial spam, bulk emails from businesses that might be flooding in. What's the distinction there?
The distinction is a very important one. In the previous cases that involved spam, the courts found that the spam was so significant in numerical terms that it actually interfered with the operations of the internet service providers. The difference here is that it didn't interfere with the operation of their computer system.
Since 1998, when the lower courts ruled against him, Mr. Hamidi has been barred from sending any more emails to Intel workers. Have you been in touch with him, and does he plan to resume and pick up where he left off?
I have not been in touch with him, although the reports I've seen indicate he may, in fact, send further emails to Intel employees.
And you think that's perfectly within his rights?
Absolutely.
Why is it in his rights to do that?
Well, the law generally is very nervous about restricting what someone can say. We do have laws that do that. If Hamidi defames somebody at Intel, they can sue him for defamation. If he causes some sort of emotional distress, they can sue him for that. If he threatens someone, he can be prosecuted for that. But absent something like that, if he's merely communicating information, we generally speaking not only permit but affirmatively want to encourage that kind of speech.
This ruling by the California Supreme Court, does it have broader implications, though, beyond that, do you think?
I think it does. What the court's decision means, it seems to me, is that the trespass to chattels tort is going to be limited primarily to cases like spam, where there really is an injury to the computer owner, and not be permitted to apply whenever somebody wants to keep a particular individual off of their website or keep a particular individual from sending them email.
Well, Professor Lemley, thanks very much.
No problem.
Mark Lemley teaches intellectual property and computer and internet law at the University of California at Berkeley Law School.